sell. Pound law, that's all.
Real Law Radio. Only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
And now, an open letter.
Stop. Rewind that.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that do art as a hobby. Dear people that do art as a hobby, seriously, first off, let me say that there are tons of talented people that do some art that's amazing as a hobby. I'm not talking about you. Who I am talking about are the people that do terrible art and then want me to see it, what they've done, and then tell them whether I like it or not. I'll let you know right now. I've never seen a painting done by somebody as a hobby that has ever been good. Ever. If you're painting stuff that you people thought were really good, they'd be buying it for a bunch of money, and it wouldn't be a hobby. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Galvin, didn't you do some paintings yourself and hang them in your house? Yes, I couldn't find what I wanted, so I got some paint, some canvases, and some soup cans, and I painted my own paintings. You know why? Because it's not that hard.
Oh, man.
Also, in no time did I claim them as masterpieces.
Oh, you might a little bit.
Nor did I show them to people and wait for a reaction. What I did was hung them because they were just as good as any other stuff you see in a home decor place. That's the worst, by the way. The people that show you their painting they did and then they stare at you for a reaction. Here's my reaction. Yeah, okay, you put paint on a canvas. Want to know if you're a good artist? Paint a picture of someone, and then ask someone to look at it. And if they're like, hey, Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift is who you were trying to paint, good job. Well, that's not exactly what I do. I'm more of an abstract artist. Yeah, so am I, because I can't paint well either. Art is subjective. Not everyone is an expert. If I showed you The Starry Night by Van Gogh, and you never saw it before, and didn't know that it was a Van Gogh and worth like $100 million, you'd probably be like, oh, is your kid taking art class? Earlier this week, a Picasso painting called The Sailor, worth $70 million, was damaged before it sold at auction. When I saw the picture of it, all I could think was, somebody get me my paint cans! I'm Galvin from The Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that do art as a hobby.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Carmen, thank you. I hit the spot. I feel better now.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the spot.
I'll hit your spot every time.
Whoa. What is going on?
That's not the noise you make.
I don't know what's happening.
That's the noise you should make.
That's the noise I make.
Are you coming out Saturday? Are you going to be there at the brunch?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
brother.
Excited. Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Things are getting turned up.
Yeah, not too turned up.
No. Just a little bit. We're gonna take it to decibel four.
Yeah. You going to Chingy and Stingy?
No, I can't.
Who else is there? Chingy?
Chingy, Soulja Boy.
Ying Yang Twins, Petey Pablo.
And
right?
Petey Pablo, yeah.
What is Petey Pablo?
The only person I would want to see is Chingy.
Not the Ying Yang Twins? They had some hits.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yeah,
at least Chingy has like some lyrics. He makes you like feel things down below.
Whoa, he does.
Really?
Is your Chingy all stingy?
Totally.
I heard I think it was the Ying Yang Twins, somebody on withdrew.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember who it was.
Ying Yang, yeah.
But I thought, listen, I say this all the time. I would interview anybody of interest. So maybe if Chingy or Dingy or whatever wanted to come on the show, I'd be interested in. So Drew had him on, and then I thought, here's the hard part now. Listening to this guy talk and me not in the middle of the interview going, oh, you're just a goddamn moron.
Idiot.
Hanging up on him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
But like I said, Chingy, if we can get him.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Yeah. I didn't know Chingy until.
Listen.
until you brought him to my attention.
He's good. He used to, like, lay it down.
Did he lay it down?
He was like, I was in middle school and you were like, I'm going to lose my virginity, listen to his songs.
To Chingy?
Yeah. But it didn't happen.
In middle school?
I waited until high school to do it. Uh-huh. But in middle school, like, that's what you thought.
Do girls think that? They try to think of a song they're going to lose their virginity to?
Yeah, you pick out your song, you pick out, like a place, like that, like, it never comes true. Oh,
poor Danielle Mazzola. I think about her losing her virginity to me. Nothing was good about it.
Yeah. No, mine was. Nothing was good about mine.
Her mother was upstairs sleeping. She was wearing my football jersey with nothing else on
underneath. Oh, sexy. What?
She woke me up and there was a part of me that just wanted to sleep. I was like,
well, she woke you up?
Well,
what a whore.
I had to sleep on the couch downstairs. I slept at her mother's house. She slept upstairs and she snuck down in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
She was wearing your football jersey.
With no clothes on underneath.
Her mom, raised a hussy.
No, the worst part was, I don't know if I could say this on the air. Earlier in the night, we were, her mom was playing cards.
Her mom tried to have sex with
you? No. It was her mom and her boyfriend, and they had another couple, and they were sitting behind us.
They all tried to have sex with you.
Oh, man, this one. They were sitting at the table playing cards, and we were watching a movie on the couch, and then we started doing, on the couch. They were sitting right behind me.
Yeah. The anxiety I would have.
No, I didn't have any anxiety, and then after a while, I don't know how to explain this, but it became visible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you pitched a tent.
Nope. The tent was pitched.
Oh,
Old Faithful
in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People are
not killing a cowhead over here. Yeah.
You ever have a girl's mom or sister or anything hit on you or do any of that stuff?
I had a couple of ridiculously flirty mothers, but I don't know if it was anything that would ever actually pan out.
I had two of my girlfriends, their sisters, would hit on me.
Really?
One, like, kind of would just say stuff and do stuff and kind of walked in on us and didn't go away quickly. Was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And, looking. The other one used to put her hands down my pants.
What?
Yeah, and she, I was, trust me, this wasn't, like, weird or anything. For me, I was 16 or 17, and she was like 19 or 20 or whatever, and she would come up behind me and like kiss me on my neck and do stuff.
Yes,
and
please.
To the point where I go, are we doing this or not? You're driving me crazy because she was super hot, too. Yeah. And I was like, I'm totally fine with banging you and your sister. Like, that's no problem.
Allegedly, a mother that I had at one point tried to get one of my friends drunk at 18 and do stuff with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, you gotta like hurt.
Mom? Your mom?
What? I don't know.
Your mom? Who did your mom try to bang?
One of my really good friends. And he turned 18. And she was like, well, now, and he was like, now that you're legal. And I was like, Mom, like, he's not legal to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was. Yeah. They didn't, thank God, because that was
you
awkward.
You think they didn't? They might have. And they just taking it to the grave.
He slept in my bed that night. And he kept, and like,
that
all
night.
And every night he told me, he was like, you know, I'm sleeping with you tonight, but you know, I could totally go bang your mom right now.
Oh,
and I was
yeah, he's weird.
Yeah. So weird.
Well, weirdo.
Don't like cuddle with me and like tell me how you're gonna bang my mom.
I didn't have any girlfriends or friends that had hot moms. The one, our neighbor lady, was kind of hot, but not really. But she would always lay outside and tan and stuff.
Yeah,
and we'd like look out the window and be like, oh, what's going on over there?
Yeah, not me. I had Lady Gabadon next door and Terry next door on the other side. Terry's name till the day she died was Terry next door.
Yeah.
No one ever.
The lady?
My great grandparents lived next door to Terry next door for 50 years. Never knew her last name.
Terry next door.
Yeah. Terry next door. Lady Gabadon on the other side, but Terry next door on the right side.
What are you saying? Lady Gabadon?
Capadano would be her. It would be how you pronounce it.
But
in
was
English.
Her name Lady? Or are you just saying Lady?
That's what you call her.
Like Miss.
Yeah, like Miss Gabadon.
Yeah.
But you guys would call her Lady Gabadon?
No. I don't know. That was the first time I said it. Now, I don't know.
Sounds like you're saying she's the Don.
I think we just called it Gabadon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like my grandfather would go, Take these out here and bring some over to Gabadon next door.
Yeah.
Mrs. Gabadon, or whatever we call that. Anyway, Terry next door and Mrs. Gabadon. And then the house over from that was Darlene. She was kind of hot.
And yeah.
She was younger. She was like in her 30s and she had two kids and she had big boobs. And she would, I remember one time I was over her house because she had a pool. She had an above ground swimming pool.
Right.
And she also had a phone in her bathroom, which I thought was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, really?
This is like 1981.
Oh, got it. Poop particles all over that thing.
Well, you know, she went in there. I was talking to her one time, and she's like, yeah, we'll go to the pool. We'll get towels. And I followed her because I thought she was going to get towels. And she just pulled her pants down and went to the bathroom.
Wow.
Oh,
just number one.
Hi-yo.
Still. How old were you?
Like 11.
And then she's 30-something?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. Although I have to tell you, at the time, I couldn't see anything, and she wasn't like, well, I'm
doesn't
just
matter.
Go.
Still weird.
Right. I think it was because she's so used to doing it in front of her kids, yeah, she didn't care.
Still weird.
You know who didn't do it? Lady Gabadon would never do that.
Yeah.
Never at all.
Classy Lady Gabadon.
I remember I was probably 16, maybe 15, at a party, and there was this girl, and I forget her name now, but she looked a lot like Terry Hatcher. Oh. You know Terry? Yeah, she was hot, but she had braces, and I liked her, and we were talking, and we went into the bathroom, and she went to the bathroom, number one, before, and I was like, what is going on here? What is happening now? Like, I don't, what
you
do we,
sit? Where do we go from here? Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but I told you guys one time that when I went to Darren Heinz's house, he lived upstairs from me. He was German, and his mother was like, he doesn't feel good. You can go play with him. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, and she's like, he's in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm not going to go in the bathroom while they're doing it. And while he's doing it, and she goes, it's okay. He's good. He just doesn't feel good. I was like, okay. And I went in there, and he had the worst diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys.
What evil place are you in?
To this day, now keep in mind, I had to be like 5 years old at the most. I'm 46 now. To this day, if I walk into a Walt Disney bathroom and somebody just killed it or whatever and I smell it, I could tell you which one was Darren Hinds.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, that's Darren Hinds poop all day long.
Oh.
Yep. Terrible. That hurts.
That is a
that's
traumatic.
Not okay.
Yeah.
What in the sweet world are we talking about? Let's play Sporkle here.
1, 2, 3, Sporkle!
What line will you be playing for, Gal?
I'm going to win today for line 14.
Streak Slayer!
Good morning, who is this?
This is James.
Hi, James. Calvin's playing for you. Please hold Spanish.
Line 13, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hello.
Dwayne. Hold on, Dwayne. Spanish is playing for you. I'll take line one. Good morning. Who is this?
Damien,
I'm playing for you, sir, and I believe that I'm on a one-win streak.
You're on a two-win streak.
Oh, my.
Hey-oh, it's official.
All right. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph DeSanto is your backup judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you answer these seemingly unrelated trivia questions?
Oh, yes.
So are they unrelated or are they seemingly unrelated?
Seemingly unrelated. I have no idea. So you guys will have to tell me what the theme is.
All right.
All right. First one. The 1990s sitcom starring Steven Weber and Tim
Wings.
Mike.
Yep.
Easy, Cardi B.
This is a procession of riders or carriages or a procession.
Convoy.
Or a procession of vehicles or ships.
Flotilla.
Armada.
Cavalcade is what I was looking for.
Armada was a good guess.
Right?
This wife of Isaac was the mother of Jacob and Izu?
Elizabeth.
Helen.
Jacob and
Lady Gabadana.
Rebecca was their mother.
Lady Gabadana.
This coastal city is the largest overall in Morocco.
Istanbul.
This coastal city is the largest overall in Morocco. Casablanca. This is a 6-letter term for a small village. Seemingly unrelated trivia questions. This is a hamlet, is what I was looking for.
A hamlet?
Hamlet.
Never heard of that.
Is a small village.
You live in the town? All I live right. in a hamlet out front. No.
Yep. This is the first name of the main character in Sneakers and Back to the Future.
Marty.
Galvin. This Welsh singer is...
Tom Jones.
Yes.
Martin.
Great movie.
Yep.
Sneakers.
This actress, Paula, who debuted in Hitch, used to be married to Robin Thicke.
Oh.
Her last name is...
Paula P. P.
Patton.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Spanish. We are halfway there.
The score right now, Michael and I are tied in last with one. Galvin is leading by one with a total of two.
Ooh. Oh, man.
This five-letter word can mean marked with obstacles or problems or firmly held. This five-letter word can mean marked with obstacles or problems.
Tough.
Or.
Tight.
Firmly held.
Gripped.
Rocky. I don't get that one. This surname is shared by both Indira and Rajiv, who were prime ministers of India.
Gandhi.
Mike. This is a subdivision of a company-sized military unit, normally consisting of two or more squads or sections.
Platoon.
Platoon. Mike. This 10-letter word means not given, an excuse, or pardon. Not given, an excuse, or pardon.
Unapologetic.
10-letter word.
Inexcusable.
You stayed in jailish.
Unforgiven is what I was looking for. This term, originally describing giant Greek figures, means colossal in
Titans.
Size. Colossal in size.
Colossus.
Titanic is what I was looking for. This rose, originally bred in France in 1875, is deep pink in color.
Cairo.
Orchid.
No.
I think I just figured out the theme, by the way.
Really?
Oh, I forgot there was a theme.
It's seemingly unrelated.
Oh, what is it?
American Beauty is the name of the rose.
All right.
I keep waiting for you to go, this Shakespearean character, and you'd be like, oh, wait, that's Hamlet, not a city, not a small town. All right, I'm just saying. I've never heard anybody living in a Hamlet.
Small village.
I believe you. I'm just saying. All right, let's go.
Show it to you. This is the largest city in the Midwestern United States.
Houston.
Chicago.
Chicago. Damn it.
Chicago. Spanish. Sorry over there. We're on the last three.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. Galvin and I are now tied in last with two. Michael is now leading by one with a total of three.
This is the name of the most famous anthropomorphic bandicoot from the gaming world.
Crash.
Yes. Crash Bandicoot. I love that game. This was Jason's mythological ship that searched for the Golden Fleece.
The Argonaut.
Amistad.
Hortense.
Argo. And the last one, this is a focused lamp for stage illumination.
Spotlight.
Galvin.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what the
theme
was?
No, God.
I figured it out at the very end. It is all movie titles, and I don't know whether they're Oscar winners or not. Hamlet, Titanic, Chicago.
Oh, yeah. That would help.
I figured it out at the very end, but.
Cavalcade?
I would have never got that.
Yeah.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Galvin. You're smart.
Yeah. It took me away from answering the other stuff.
That's three in a row?
Yeah. That is three.
I believe we're on to
something.
You can give a score.
These scores are...
Did we do it different today than other days?
You guys started talking and celebrating. I didn't want to ruin it. I was in last with two. Galvin in second with three. Michael dominant with a total of four.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news, we do a little dad dancing. Pit bulls are ruining TV careers, and maybe don't sign your name.
Oh, and a lady pooped in a restaurant.
Oh,
and you have
yeah.
to see the video. It's disgusting.
Starbucks is happy about it.
I don't even think it was a Starbucks.
No, that's why they're happy about
it. Oh, my bad. We got that news next. It's Mike Calda Show. We'll be back.
The Mike Calda Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Drew Garabo live every afternoon from 2 to 6 on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to you by Florida Hospital in Plant City. There was a rollover crash involving a semi on its side, southbound park north of I-4. They got that guy back up on its wheels, but the last time I looked at that, the southbound lanes are parked still blocked up. Down in Sarasota County, there's a bad wreck on the Venice Connector to northbound 75. That wreck has blocked the entrance ramp to northbound 75. Now clocking typical rush hour delays on the interstates in Tampa. The Howard Franklin Bridge also filling in. Smile more. More stress less. Discover your best self along the way with Florida Hospital's powerful network of care behind you. Live your fullest life at every age and stage. Learn more at fhcarenetwork.com. In the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, I'm Slater.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And now on 97.1 WSUN HD2.